You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
And a good morning once again. After an amazing weekend, one that I want to forget forever. I know you do as well, you know.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. If I could only wipe it out of my memory banks, I would, yes.
Now, what are we doing with snow in November? I mean, what's that story all about there? Gordy, you're a weatherman. You're a former weather guy. You know all about this.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about it. I try to not pay any attention to any weather forecast ever because people ask me all the time. And I say, I don't know. Just what, you know, it's all on your phone.
Oh.
Everybody's got a phone, right?
Everybody asks you.
Phone took over all the jobs of the weather people.
Gordy, they trust you.
Oh,
they want to trust somebody. Sure. They can't trust the phone.
Well, yeah. Well,
what kind of society do you think we have? People have trusting in an inanimate object?
Do we have,
come on, man. Get it together.
Okay. Do we have a society anymore?
We do. No, we don't. I think you're right. We dissolve that.
Happy December. Hey, it's Monday. And John and Gordy back in the mornings again for today.
Yeah.
And
here we are.
It's cold out there this morning. We're at 10 degrees. Why don't you check your WMDX Samsung watch? Do you have it handy? Is it near your wrist? It is.
Yes.
I see it there now.
So what would you like to
know? I'm saying it's 10 degrees, but the other reports are saying it's even colder out there.
Well,
so I
want
to make sure to get the accurate temperature so we can project it.
Well,
ahead.
It's about 14 degrees, according to the official Samsung weather watch.
Okay.
And it feels like 14.
Okay.
And high today of 27.
All right.
And low tonight of 14 again.
Mid-20s, and we might get a little bit of light snow later on today, maybe another inch or
no,
so.
No, 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 no,
and then
no,
some
no,
more
no, no,
later
no, no,
Tuesday
no.
going into Wednesday,
where'd
some
they,
more snow.
Where the hell did you get the possibility
more
of
snow
again?
It's winter, man.
Right.
You what? And I think...
Yeah.
I could be wrong about this, but I think today is the shortest day of the year.
Oh.
Let me check.
Yeah, could you check on that? Dominic Lee, our producer, in the mornings here. And he had an interesting Thanksgiving holiday weekend. We'll tell you about that in a moment.
Okay, snow around, it's expected to start picking up at about 11 a.m. and increase to about 45% chance.
Hmm.
That's something. And all afternoon.
Not a lot of accumulation, though, I don't think. I mean, unless you're
there's nothing watches. On here about accumulating.
Okay.
They said the shortest day is the winter solstice, which is December 21st. December 21st.
I must have been hallucinating or dreaming.
You're right. Accumulation up to 1 inch.
All right.
Yeah. Good. So not too bad. You know, if 1 inch is like what happened over the weekend, then I'm not very happy about the whole idea. Look,
I think Madison had about 10.1 inches, something like that, somewhere in that neighborhood. But they had there were some places got even more than that.
I saw a chart,
yeah,
of the accumulations around the area,
right?
And I saw 12.4 inches.
Okay.
So, and that was right at the area of Madison.
Okay. Well, it's very possible.
My wife measured about 11 inches.
Okay. So there you go. There's a lot of it out there,
and
it's going to stay there for a while because
of
now
course
it's
is.
Just cold. And
yeah, it's going to just embed in,
pile
freeze,
up,
that's
freeze,
it.
Chunks of ice and stuff all over the place. Hey, we have an early morning phone call from Matt in Middleton. Should we check in with Matt?
Oh, why not?
Morning.
Matt,
hey, Matt.
Happy December.
Good
How
morning,
was your Thanksgiving?
This weather blows.
Yeah, I know. I tried blowing it, and it didn't exactly work.
No, and I just wanted to talk about my job. You know, they had us out Saturday delivering mail and packages.
Oh,
and
boy.
I just have to question the thought process of these companies because it's really quite stupid.
Yes.
Right.
You know, when I moved back to Wisconsin, my father made me get winter tires. And ever since I did that, I see the clear difference in how much safer it is.
Mm-hmm.
But these companies preach safety to us all the time, and then they give us two-wheel drive vans that are awful,
yeah.
And you're getting stuck and having possible accidents every half hour as the snow gets deeper, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there, and I talked to a FedEx guy. They called the Amazon people back at like 3 o'clock or something, but yeah. Yet we're out past 5.
Yeah.
And instead of investing in actual safety, which is chains or snow tires or something,
yeah.
They'd rather pay the insurance on whatever accident happens or whatever person gets killed, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And that's capitalism. And I can't stand it. And that's my rant.
works for me, man.
I'd feel safer on a sled being tugged by dogs.
Well, maybe that'll be the way they deliver the mail in the future. But
we might need it this winter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I know.
Man, I'm glad you were able to stay safe through
all
that.
Yeah, that's crazy to even think that you'd be out on Saturday. Jeez.
Thanks for that call, man. Right, yeah, man. That's crazy.
Well, that happened to me over the weekend. I have a pretty crazy story. I was going on Saturday morning to my girlfriend's house, Chicago, to West Bend. And I spun out, did a full 360 on the expressway.
How fast were you going?
I was going about 60. So it was still fast. It was a little fast for snow, but still. And
no, that's really fast. Doing
spinning out at 60 miles
spinning
an hour.
Spinning at 60 miles per hour.
I ran into the barrier. I hit the barrier and got a flat tire, so I was stuck on the expressway.
Oh.
It was really bad.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So who came out to help you out?
I had to call AAA because I didn't have all the parts. I didn't even have a jack. So,
yep.
Okay. Wow. Were you in a lane where people had to go around you, or were you off the side there?
I mean, I was in a lane where people did have to go around me, but luckily no one was out. I mean, there was no one there, so I didn't have that. Was not an issue, luckily. But I mean, it was still terrifying. It was terrifying.
That is really awful.
Man.
So I missed a little bit of my girlfriend's Thanksgiving dinner. Sorry, guys.
But I suppose they didn't forgive you either.
Yeah, maybe not.
So your car is damaged too?
Car is damaged as well, but luckily I got all new tires yesterday. All new tires. So exactly what Matt was saying. I got good tires, good traction.
Good.
So.
Which side of your car hit the guardrail?
It was the back passenger side of the car.
Oh, okay.
So
it didn't. I wasn't hurt, but... I'm still pretty scared.
But you got some damage that has to be repaired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This week I got to go in. So
that's sad.
Yeah, it's too bad. Wow. Well, that's a horror story right there.
Yeah. So that was my fun.
Yeah, I'm going to ask anyone out there. I know this is really early in the morning to even come up with a question, but maybe you can give me a tip on buying a new snowblower, okay?
What? Didn't you just get one?
Something that's more effective in the snow that we had over the weekend. Please, you know, all I'm doing right now is just looking for a snowblower that works in the kind of snow that we had, especially like, you know, clearing out yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, we had all the snow overnight and then boom, you know, I couldn't blow all the snow. I took half of it off before Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday night, and that was good. It just worked perfectly. And then it got heavy and it became wet.
Oh yeah.
And then I ended up pushing the snow more than blowing it.
Mm.
So I don't want to push snow. I want it to blow. And I'm tired of this crap. I've made excuses for that snowblower for at least 4 or 5 years. Every year I say, well, you know, this year we'll probably not have wet snow. And that has not happened. Every year the snow gets wetter and wetter and heavier, and it's not working. I'm tired of this. Anybody, have any kind of snowblower, more recent snowblower, because I want to get a new one.
Yeah.
Let me know, you know.
Why don't you get one of those little snow plow things that you see on the sidewalks there with the, it's kind of enclosed. You got to, like, oh, I can't.
No,
like
no.
No, no, what no, you're no, doing, no, no, how no. many driveways are you doing? Like three or four driveways around your house.
We have.
You do the neighbors, you're nice to your neighbors, you help them out, right?
Well, the city said they couldn't make a court out of the driveway that we have because of the entrance.
Really?
Yeah, it's too narrow. Oh, so sad. They said, no, we can't make a court out of it where they could plow it themselves.
Ah.
So it's that size. It's almost a court, and not quite. And oh. I had to do the whole driveway and the sidewalk man. And nice. In front of my house, which is huge and long. It's a public sidewalk.
Right.
And, you know, in front of my neighbor's house as well because I help everybody out.
Yeah.
And that thing was just a damn nightmare. And then my son had to go across the street because the woman over there could not get out of her driveway.
Oh, no.
She didn't have anybody to plow it, so she asked us to help her out.
Yeah.
So I had my son go over there and do it. Yeah. But, I mean, seriously, the thing is, when you look at these snowblowers, they have very serrated edges on the rotating blades.
Okay.
Mine don't exactly have a very serrated edge. Mm. There is something there, but not like they make them today. I'm thinking that has a lot to do with it. I could be wrong.
How old is your snowblower?
Oh, man, it's about 10 years old.
Okay.
But it's a Troy built, and it's got this extra blade in front. Now, a lot of people don't know. It's like a three-stage. It's got a blade that faces flatly. The front, and it blows all the snow into the impellers, and then the impellers, you know, shoot it out of the chute.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't think that's working very well. It looked like a good idea. It looked like it could really go through the snow, and it's not doing that for me. So I'm done. I'm done. I've kept my fingers crossed for no wet snow for the last 3 or 4 years, and I am done with this stuff.
How about a flamethrower? Would that work? Just get the flames.
Oh yeah!
Fire that up and away.
Oh, well, that would work.
Yeah.
Why
don't you look into that?
I might take into that into consideration. I have mice, you know, too, and they appear under the sink every once in a while.
Are they still there? Huh?
Yeah. I capture them live and put them out into the field to freeze to death. My humane way of dealing with mice.
Yeah, what are you going to do now that we've got all this
13
snow?
13 degrees
and you still take them across the street into the field?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just throw them in the snow.
I do.
When was the last time you got one? Was it recently?
This morning, about 45 minutes ago.
Okay. Wow.
It happens at all times of the day. I tell you, my wife and I I think that's our new life, you know, like saving mice.
That's sad. Okay. Well, we got a lot of things going on this week. You know, we have Giving Tuesday is tomorrow, December 2nd. You'll hear a lot about that over today and tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Pete Schwabe will be showing his movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, Thursday night at Atwood Music Hall. We've got Steve Cochran this morning. We're going to talk to him from Chicago.
Yeah.
Find out the latest there in our 7 o'clock hour. And Pam Yonke right around the corner, right? With the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Fabulous Farm Babe coming up next. It's all happening on this Monday edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
I can't wait.
Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Winner a go-go this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo!
Looks like winter out there this morning, too. Happy December.
WMPX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. We'll be back again this afternoon as well.
Mm-hmm. 2 to 5.
Yeah. But right now,
yes,
our very special guest, Pam Jahnke, is with us.
Good morning, Pam.
Oh, it looked like Pam got bounced out.
What?
Oh, no.
Hold on. She's coming back in.
Okay.
Give it a second. All right. There. Please stand by.
Hello, Pam.
Yep.
There she is.
Yep. So much for technology. Here I'm trying to show off. I thought I was going to try something new today. And it's beating me. Yeah. It is kind of like your snowblower. It is working against me. Technology is working against me today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we've got to work through it somehow. Yeah, I mean, we talked just fine during the break. Oh, well. All right. Well, okay, let's talk about the hemp industry being threatened by what happened in the big bad bill and everything else. And plus, you know, everything is going wrong as far as that is concerned. And they're blaming the individuals who make hemp and make hemp products for trying to get around the law, when I just think it's just entrepreneurship, basically.
Right. And, you know, that's just it. I was visiting with the president of the Wisconsin Hemp Farmers and Manufacturers Association. You got to remember, a lot of these people have put a lot of time, sweat and energy trying to restart an industry that Wisconsin dominated back in the 1930s when hemp was being used still in the manufacturing of rope. Now they've invested in infrastructure. They've invested in acres. If you're going to grow hemp in Wisconsin, it is not a cheap undertaking. Just the seed alone is very expensive. Then you have to make sure that you're basically putting a fence around it to make sure that it's not destroyed by livestock, but more importantly, that it can be monitored as far as the level of THC in the plant. So there's a lot of investment. And then there's a lot of storefronts that have been created for the byproducts. Maybe it's the grains, maybe it's the oils, maybe it's some of the edibles. And that's really what's at risk. So later today, I'm going to find out. I understand that legislation is being pulled together by Wisconsin Senator Pat Testin, who is the chair of the Agriculture and Tourism Committee. And he's trying to do what he can to protect Wisconsin's hemp industry from the federal level enforcement of basically taking the industry away. How this all got started, according to my sources, were Mitch McConnell had a check written to him that helped escort in the demise of the hemp industry through the Big Beautiful. So a lot of different things that were going on in the background that nobody was even aware of because things were moving so fast, and then the federal government shut down. So I'm trying to do a little deeper dive into what's been happening as far as this, you know, how can this happen? And it's not just Wisconsin. It's the hemp industry across the United States that is swirling the drain hole right now and could potentially go down. The other thing that we have to remember is that we've got to get some action on this pretty quickly. If a Wisconsin hemp grower wants to proceed with the 2026 growing season, they've got to make that decision in the next 4 months. Now, the enforcement of the hemp going away doesn't kick in for a year. But again, like I've been discussing with the farmers, they've got to make planting decisions this spring. Some of them were going to be expanding acres because demand has been up. Others were looking at new sites as far as different varieties and that. So they've got to make those decisions literally right now. And they need a little assurance. We're hearing from states like Ohio that their state legislature is already trying to craft workarounds to basically say that may be on the books, but we're not going to enforce it in the state. And I'm kind of waiting to see what Pat Testin is thinking about as far as Wisconsin's version of trying to keep that industry in place. But yeah, it was a big surprise to hemp producers and hemp manufacturers that this made it in. But like I said, it was one of those backdoor deals out in Washington, D.C. that happened while everybody was focused on Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, SNAP, et cetera. It kind of, I don't want to say took our eye off the ball, but didn't even know it was part of the conversation.
Well, I'll
have more.
It was such a huge piece of legislation that should have been debated.
Yeah.
You know, should have been talked about. My God, it was just outrageous. And I guess the only real way to get around it, I guess, is to legalize marijuana. I think that's
that's where we get into problems. Marijuana is a cousin of hemp. It is not hemp.
Right.
Hemp is something that you can still find in ditches around Wisconsin, because when we grew it back in the 30s, it basically went wild. So you'll see hemp. That is where we have to define. Hemp is non-THC, non-hallucinogenic, if you will. Mm-hmm. Cannabis, its cousin, is the one you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just making suggestions. That's all. let's just make it legal. Okay. You know, I'm pushing drugs here on the show.
Okay.
Let's talk about high fructose corn sugar. That is huge. And, you know, I've been taking my kids off of it, buying fewer products, with high fructose corn sugar. And what are we looking at on that now with the MAHA movement out there?
Yeah. We'll be talking about this more, but when I was at my farm broadcasters convention, I caught up with the Corn Refineries Association, and they're the ones, obviously, that help to promote high fructose corn syrup. And they question very much the statements that the MAHA movement is making about high fructose corn syrup. But to your point, John, I understand where people are saying, hey, I'm not going to drink that pop because it's got high fructose corn syrup.
Exactly.
Or maybe you read the labels a little close, but you might be surprised to know what it does. For example, it helps brown baked foods.
Oh.
It also contributes to the bulk or volume on ice cream, baked goods, preserves, jams. It takes some of that harsh, nasty taste out of some of the non-sweet foods, even like your salad that might have vinaigrette on it. You'll find some high fructose corn syrup in there, sauces, condiments, a lot of that kind of stuff. Things that it helps with freezing points and melting points and boiling points. So it's going to be harder to get takeaway than we thought.
That's the
bottom line.
All right.
Pam, we'll
ran out
keep
of time.
Eye on that.
All
we're
right,
out
Pam.
Of time, but you have a good week. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, guys.
All right.
See
Pam
you
Yonke,
yep. Midwest Food and Farm Reports next. And then we're back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy for a Monday morning.
Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
It is 7:35. It's cold out there this morning. 10 degrees, highs today in the mid-20s. Maybe a little bit more snow late in the day, an inch or two. And more snow on the way tomorrow afternoon. And
oh, thank
tomorrow
goodness.
Night. Yeah, more snow.
Can't
snow,
wait.
Snow everywhere. Lots of snow. Makes you feel kind of chill. Right? There's a chill in the air.
Wow.
That happens to be our key word this hour, chill, C-H-I-L-L. What am I talking about? It's Civic Media's grown-up gift list multi-state contest. Starting today, you have 7 chances to win incredible prizes by listening and texting these keywords in to enter. Every weekday, we have a $200 check to fuel your holiday shopping. That would help out, wouldn't it, John?
I think so.
Yes, plus every entry puts you into our 3 grand prize drawings for a brand-new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable room air conditioner. So make sure you have the Civic Media app where you can listen and text us. You can enter 7 times a day. During the 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. And every entry gets you one step closer to the ultimate grown-up gift list.
Wait, what time in the afternoon?
That would be 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Okay? Enter to win. Go to civicmedia.us for contest details. Good luck to you. Okay. Just download the Civic Media app, go to the WMDX site, and text.
We're reading from
the text
we're
button.
We're reading from volume 2 of the rules and regulations of this contest.
Yeah, this afternoon we'll get to volume 3 and volume 4, volume 5. There's lots of rules, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Okay. Is Steve Cochran still on the line, or did he go back to sleep?
Texting, I'm texting Chill right now. Chill.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you
Chill,
go.
And then I don't want to give your contest away, but hypothermia is the word tomorrow. Hypothermia.
Well, that's
damn,
a different hour.
You are right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we'll change that. I guess.
Okay.
All right. I tell you guys. I'll tell you guys a quick contest story. I was on here in Baltimore in the '80s, and we had a big car giveaway. And the car giveaway was with the license plate game. So these interns are supposed to get out and just call tons and tons of actual license plates. And they bring back a list. And the way the contest works is, spoiler alert, the way the contest works is you have a very small chance of winning early. Yeah. You don't necessarily put the winning license plate in early. And then you build towards the end, and then the chances get higher and higher. Yeah. Well, somebody gave me the wrong list, and we gave the car away to the first hour of the contest.
Oh, wow.
The first hour of the contest. Yeah, they were pretty happy. Oh, God, management loved me.
Yeah. How long did you work in Baltimore then, Steve?
After I was only there a couple of years. I was in St. Louis a couple of years.
Oh, man.
Chicago's mostly been victimized by me. You know, I've been here mostly since 94. I was in New York for 6 months. Wow. It's like a witness protection program career.
Well, we know what that's like. Yeah,
it is. Radio is just like that. By the way, it sounds like the theme song to WKRP up and down the dial.
That's
it. Yeah.
So, sure. Since we talked to you last, you got another new knee. I understand, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm out because I had the first one done.
Yeah.
In 2021, and then they just did the left knee 2 weeks ago.
Well, you don't have today's any more left.
Yeah,
you're done.
Today's the 2 week anniversary, and I spent a little extra on this one. I got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
That's nice.
I got a backup camera, so I won't run into anything.
I want one of those. I'm a high tech guy here.
Now, how does that work when you go through metal detector systems? I mean,
you sound off when you get to the airport. You get out of the car, the alarms start going. It's funny you say that because we were in Florida a few days before the surgery, and I actually had a moment with a TSA agent. God bless those folks. I mean, working without pay and all the nonsense that they've been through. But pardon the cough, it goes with the new knee.
Yeah.
But I set off the alarm, and the guy said, well, he said something that I haven't heard in a long time. He showed me the screen. Pardon me again. He showed me the screen, and he said, you have a hot spot in your crotch.
What? Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and there's like a glowing area in that crotchal area. I don't want to get too bogged down in medical terms. And he goes, we've got to figure out what that is. And I said, well, good luck to you. And we figured out it was not so hot after all. But
All right. So they didn't have to do a body search then.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, full feel up.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I felt like he was checking for change there after a while. And of course, the sad thing is he hasn't called since then.
Well, there's always hope.
Got to keep your options open.
Well, the dating scene is pretty tough these days.
Right.
Really is.
So what's on your mind as far as what's the latest on ICE in Chicago? Because there have been so many other headlines with everything else going on in the world. We kind of forget. They're still in Chicago, right?
A lot of other brutal apprehensions.
Yeah, they took a picture at the Bean and they sort of left town.
Really?
It's like if all you guys wanted was tourist stuff, we could have taken you around and shown you everything.
Really?
Walking tour of Wrigley and, Soldier Field.
They were done.
Very strange. The two things that are really hard to explain is what is the actual mission, purpose, or sense coming from Washington of any kind, and the Chicago Bears being in first place. Those are the two things we don't understand.
I don't get it either. We'll find out Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
it'll be Bears, the Packers and the Bears.
Great season.
I don't like this 2 games in 3 weeks thing. I always like the end of year Packers-Bears game.
Yes.
I mean, this one kind of slipped past the goalie. I didn't even see it coming. Do you guys remember when it wasn't a late season Packers-Bears game?
No.
I don't remember. No.
It's always been near the end of the year. Yeah. But, here's the thing. We have that tie. The Green Bay Packers have that damn tie. Why they have a tie score in the football league. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's like, okay, let's do a 10-minute overtime because we all got to get to dinner.
Yeah,
right.
It's ridiculous.
Because I think you know, you got 20 to 30, maybe 35-year-old athletes, except for Aaron Rodgers. What's Aaron now, 70, 75?
I think about 80.
It's getting
80.
Up there. Yeah.
Yeah. And they can certainly play longer than 10 extra minutes. Mm-hmm. And you play till you win. You know,
right.
We don't need any ties. Forget about the ties.
Sudden death, huh?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that kind of blows my mind. Anyway, it should be a really good game. I'm kind of cheering on the Packers, obviously, but, you know, the Bears doing well, I think that's pretty cool. You know, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's weird for us. It's very strange.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like, you know, you've been cheated on by your wife or girlfriend and you want to trust again, but you just don't know if you can.
Yeah. Good comparison.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. So, it's everything is toned down for ICE in Chicago then. They've kind of left
political
town.
Thing, I'll be honest with you. Major political thing here is Governor Pritzker claiming he's not sure he's going to run for president.
Yeah, of course he's okay. Going to run.
Yeah.
I think my old friend Rahm Emanuel, mm-hmm. who was the last great mayor of Chicago, though the two that have followed have not exactly been tough competition.
Yeah.
But Rahm Emanuel would like very much to run. I don't know that there's a lane there if Pritzker runs because he has all the money. And Pritzker could be a decent candidate. One of the reasons we know he is serious is, and I'm not being a wise guy here, he's lost about 40 pounds.
Oh.
Which in the governor's case, we call that a good start.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be in better shape, not just to handle a campaign, but to not have people go, well, I can't vote for him, he'll explode. But he's been a good governor. He stood up to Orange Julius Caesar. He's been strong.
And
I think if he does get running and if he's serious about it and jumps in, if people respond, I think it'll be good. But I know what kind of a leader Rahm Emanuel is. He was a regular on the radio with me for years. And he would be a very formidable candidate with his experience. He at one point said to me, he goes, people don't like me. I go, well, there's a reason. You're a giant pain in the behind. Of course they don't like you.
They don't like Rahm. But I'd like to see Pritzker in there. I would. Having a billionaire running for president who can identify with the common people in this country,
Right. Well, let's be honest. In general, it's tough to be an old white guy right now. And he's an old white guy as well.
Yeah.
I would love to see any woman from here to eternity finally make the White House. We're the last planet.
I agree.
We're the last place in the world. I mean, who doesn't listen to their mom? Who doesn't listen to their aunt or their grandmother or whatever? Why? Because they're better than us. They're smarter than us. And yet we don't elect them. It's idiotic.
I know. And I wish Kamala would, you know, be a little more vocal about the issues going on today because, you know, I don't want her just to hop in later on. That's not good enough. Nowadays, you have to run 4 years and start now. She's got to start now and get out there.
100%. And the Democrats need to get together in the room and go, you know, we should pick two people. Two or three people, and let's get behind them now, because the idea that the rest of the country believes the Democrats are, you know, a legitimate second choice, the Democrats right now are in the same position. They're not Trump.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, is a good seat to be in, but it's not enough. So there needs to be a singular voice that says, this is what we can do, this is what we want to do, and to be a little less preachy about it. You know, and what the Democrat Party used to attract, which is the rest of the country.
Yes.
Everything is flipped, but we can't have any more of this. I mean, Trump needs to go back to whatever planet he's from as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Steve Cochran from Chicago. He's a podcaster and radio personality. And Steve, what do you think about some of the other names?
You forgot about swimsuit model.
A swimsuit model, yes, in your spare time, yeah.
Right.
Now, what do you think about
You're pushing that now, aren't you?
Well, why not?
I got a new knee. You know?
That's right.
take a look at me. What do you think about some of the other Democrats that seem to be out there, like Gavin Newsom or Andy Beshear from Kentucky?
I think Beshear is very impressive.
I do too.
Be in a red state like that and to have the impact that he's had. Mm-hmm. I think he's a guy that should definitely be watched. I'm not so sure about Shapiro in Pennsylvania.
Right.
But, yeah, I think Beshear for sure. And well, I like Gavin Newsom. It's tough to get elected out of California.
Mm-hmm. I have to say the headline that I saw was very interesting. It's Kamala and Pete Buttigieg. Mm. Now, you're taking a real big chance there with a ticket like that, right?
I think it's an absolute loss, and I'm sad to say that. But the problem is we still have a lot of closet racists and homophobes in this country, and it wouldn't be electable. Pete Buttigieg could be great.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right, Steve, hang on with us. We're going to take a brief time out here. We'll be back with Steve Cochran from Chicago on John and Gordy in the Morning after this. Stay with us.
People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning with Steve Cochran, our guest, And should we take this call? I think we
stand by, Steve. Let's go to the lines.
We think we have somebody here who might have a question or at least a comment to you.
CJ
being down there in Chicago.
Good morning, CJ. What do you got for us?
Good morning, gentlemen. From the Federal Bureau of Statistics, I can tell you this. In Chicago, since the National Guard's gotten there, homicides are down over 30%. And shootings down over 37%. Yeah. But Pritzker and Johnson claim that their city and state is safe. Well, their numbers are laughable. Usually it's double digits been shot in tens, usually 20 to 30 or 40. And between 5 and 15 are killed every weekend in Chicago up till the National Guard got there. So those are the facts.
I love the fact that the megas have all the details about Chicago killings.
Yeah, we like statistics.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
How safe was D.C. recently?
Border security.
How safe was D.C. recently, CJ?
Yeah. How did that work out?
How'd that work out for you?
How good was that Afghanistan vetting, right? Yeah.
Well, Trump approved him. No, Trump approved him. They did not vet him well in April.
They sure didn't vet him. Yep. So there you go, Joe.
What? Okay. All right. We got Steve. Steve, apparently.
Did we get Steve Cochran back?
All the killings are down because the ICE agents were there.
That's what factually
absolutely incorrect. The Chicago Police Department, I'm sure your caller's a great guy. I have no doubt he is.
Yeah.
But that's a national story, which is just completely off base. And it's no different in Chicago than it is in other cities. There are crime problems here. There are crime problems in Milwaukee. There's crime problems in every good-sized city.
Yeah.
And those need to be addressed. We also happen to have the worst mayor in the country. Congratulations to us. Mm-hmm. But a state's attorney's office that's being fixed, more people are being arrested. And I give the credit to the Chicago Police Department and the Cook County Police, the Sheriff's Department, I should say, and all the people who are doing the good work here, because they're doing the hard work. And the guard, in some cases, but more often the ICE folks, are supposed to be here to support it. And that's what it's all about. But they have had no impact statistically on crime in Chicago. It was already going down.
Right. Okay. All right. Now let's get into another hot topic around the area. It is those AI data centers going in all over the place. And the big story now is that they're signing non-disclosure agreements
So the public can't find out.
The public can't find out. Yeah, no matter what they negotiate with the local officials, they can't tell you what they're doing at the data centers.
Yeah.
Well, that, and don't you always find that the more secrecy you have, the more people trust, right? That's when people really get behind your idea. Right. We can't tell you what we're doing. Yeah, those data centers, we've got one not far from where I live in the western suburbs of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the main threat, and I mean threat in quotes because I don't believe it to be a threat, is the amount of power it takes to generate AI. And power means you've got to have a lot of electricity, and electricity means rates could fluctuate, but it also could have an impact on the environment because of what it takes to generate electricity. Look, if you're going to believe in AI and it's not going anywhere, there is a price to pay for progress. But you should absolutely stay on top of your elected folks, your mayors, your city council people, and go, what the hell is going on down the street, Bob?
Yeah.
And go to those meetings and ask your questions because, yeah, we all deserve answers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Should be open to the public as far as everything that goes into building these things.
I know we've had a lot of stories, like from the south of Louisiana, I believe there's a data center that's going in, and it's very dangerous to be even around the data center as they're building it because a lot of the car accidents, because of the large trucks moving in and out. Even sure. Kids can't even go out onto the playground anymore because a truck had driven onto the playground accidentally. So the kids can't
really?
play a recess anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Not quite sure how that accident happens. Yeah. We're going to need some paperwork on that.
Well, this is Meta going in there and putting in their data center, AI data center. So,
yeah. And don't you think Facebook has just improved everything?
Yeah.
Hasn't it just been terrific?
I know. See,
it's working really well.
I would give in to them easily.
Okay.
I remember the Social Network movie. I remember walking out of that movie being really angry because even though I thought it was a terrific movie, mm-hmm. And I salute anybody who's successful with an idea, that entire premise of Facebook was nerds wanting to meet girls.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's why Facebook exists. That's the whole story.
Yeah.
And it's turned into what it's turned into. But I'll never buy into the fact that the social media geniuses who have put all these things together can't control their own networks and shouldn't be regulated. Of course mm-hmm. they should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing, too, that they have acquiesced to what Trump wants in regards to content, but they're banning actual content that is against the Trump administration idea of what should be free speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if you guys noticed, I was disappointed in 60 Minutes last week before this week. It's one of the last legitimate hours mm-hmm. of real, hardcore, deep research, expensive journalism. And last week, they did a 20-minute story on combat chess.
Mm.
And I only wish I was making it up, but I'm watching it. It's making me angry because when you have that limited amount of real estate, you need to tackle the topics that made 60 Minutes famous.
Right.
And not waste time. And it just felt like they were, again, acquiescing to what Trump wanted.
Yep. Steve, we've got to leave it there. We appreciate you joining us. If people want
to... Typical of you Trump fans always wanting to get rid of me when I'm criticizing.
People want to find out more about what you're up to. How do they do that?
CochranShow.com. Everything's right there. But thank you, guys. Always appreciate it.
All right.
Always fun to talk to you, Steve. That's Steve Cochran from Chicago. And that's going to do it for John and Gordy. We'll be back this afternoon from 2 until 5 on the network.
How do they do it?
Yes. And we hope you have a great day. Don't forget that keyword is chill, C-H-I-L-L. Get in on the Text to Win contest. We'll tell you more about it throughout the day. More chances to win. Have a great day. Talk to you later. So long.
As we were saying. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.